from LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton.
Okay, Ryland, Governor Beshear made some earlier than expected announcements about businesses opening back up during the pandemic. Restaurants will be able to open on May 22nd, movie theaters and gyms on June 1st, just to name a few. Just a couple of weeks ago, though, he was saying that the state needs to see a decline in cases for 14 days before opening up. That's not happening. Why is he opening things now?
I think the bottom line is there's a lot of pressure to open up as quickly as possible, as long as it's safe. Almost a third of the state's workforce has filed for unemployment benefits. Businesses are losing money. The state's losing money. But Kentucky has not seen that 14-day decline in cases, and it doesn't have the extensive testing that officials have said needs to happen before opening up. Beshear's explanation of allowing some more non-essential businesses and activities to resume is that it's going to be gradual, and he thinks that if the state did have more testing, it would show a decline.
I think when we get all of the tests in, we will see that our rate has decreased, though we're also testing in some areas where we know we're going to get a lot of positives. So there's a lot to get through in the data. What I'm confident of is we are not seeing a growth.
So he's saying the state's numbers are wrong. What's he basing that on?
He says that testing firms the state is working with aren't providing all their negative test results, which then in turn makes the state's ratio of positive to negative cases look a lot higher. But really, he hasn't given the public any evidence of that. Another thing he said in that explanation is that the state is testing in areas where it knows it's going to get a lot of positive results. Green River Correctional Complex, for example, where about 40% of inmates and staff tested positive this week. Nursing homes, too. The state's been trying to deploy a lot of testing in those places to get a handle on the outbreaks there, further driving up the state's numbers.
So it all comes down to testing then. No matter what the governor says about the state having a decline in coronavirus cases, the only way to prove it is to have more testing. Is Kentucky ever going to be able to get to the place where it's testing enough people?
Hopefully. According to a Harvard NPR analysis this week, Kentucky is currently conducting about 28 tests per 100,000 residents and needs to get up to 104 tests per 100,000. Beshear announced that the state is partnering with First Care Clinics, which has 13 urgent care centers across the state, to do 10,000 drive-through tests per week. That's a big jump, but the state will still be short. Another part of this is just getting people to go get tested. Unlike earlier in the pandemic when Beshear was telling only people who think they're sick to get tested, he's opening up the floodgates now.
You're wondering if it might be allergies. Go get a test. You're just worried about your family because you're going back to work and you know you have more contacts with people. Get a test.
Okay, also this week, Beshear revised his order banning travel into the state unless people quarantine for 2 weeks. A judge struck that down earlier this week. What did Beshear change?
It's a very slight change that Beshear says clarifies that people can come into Kentucky for less than 24 hours without quarantining. The actual language Beshear added says there's an exception for people traveling, quote, as part of their normal lives, living in one state and working in another. There's also exceptions for getting groceries, going to the doctor, or taking care of someone. In the ruling temporarily striking down that ban earlier this week, the judge left the door open for Beshear to make some of those changes, noting how Ohio allows people to travel into their state for less than 24 hours.
Okay, we've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportKPD. That's wfpl.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.